I'm Debbie Monterey, and an early morning interstate crash leaves one dead. Police responded to a car crash on I-70 heading east near Union this morning around 1. That crash involved at least 5 vehicles, including 2 pickup trucks. One pedestrian was killed in the accident. Several others were transported to a hospital, according to our partners at Fox 2. The interstate reopened about 6 o'clock this morning. St. Louis police say they carried out one of the largest search warrants in years at a condemned Southside apartment. Complex. Those apartments in the 3600 block of Illinois in the Marine Villa neighborhood in South St. Louis. 63 people were written tickets for occupying a condemned building, 13 arrested on a variety of charges, including possession of an illegal weapon or drug trafficking. The department says there have been 158 service calls in that block in the past year. This weekend, state and federal leaders will meet with the community for solutions after a tragic shooting.
Everyone who leaves that meeting needs to know, here's what I can do next.
State Representative Kem Smith of Florissant says her daughter attends McClure South Berkeley Steam High, where a 14-year-old was killed after allegedly being shot by a 13-year-old. Smith says this tragedy could have been avoided if better communication was in place.
From what I am hearing, the children arranged to be at this fight through social media. So there were people who knew in advance. And those children didn't warn an adult, and if they did, the adult didn't take action.
The meeting is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Bible Church on Graham Road. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
In Festus, a group of residents so upset about city council approval of a data center proposal, they're working to boot those city officials out of office.
Ryan Sciarra lives in unincorporated Festus, his property across Highway 67 from the proposed site. He hopes residents take their feelings to the polls next Tuesday as 4 incumbents face challenges. He tells KMOX the other 4, plus the city's mayor, are named in a citizen's petition seeking a recall vote.
We're going to have a lot of folks at the polls with petitions for people to be able to sign.
The citizens group has very little time to mount that challenge. Sherman Doyle is one of 11 homeowners targeted for buyout by developer Chris McKee of CRG.
On the 23rd is when we kicked off the recall effort. So we have 60 days from the 23rd. And it really comes down to, the amount of registered voters in the wards and then overall, so the city. So it's 25%.
Those petition signatures would have to be certified by the county clerk to move forward with any recall vote. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
What is going to happen next season for Blues fans? That question just got urgent.
Sports Business Journal reports that Main Street Sports Group, the company that's behind FanDuel Sports Network, is shutting down the moment the Blues are done with the first round of the playoffs. The network has not cut the Blues a single check in 2026. Teams are now racing to find new broadcast homes, both from basketball and hockey. Streaming services and local over-the-air television are both on the table. Channel 4 and Matrix Midwest already has a foot in the door. The Blues and the Ducks are playing tonight on Channel 4 at 9.
Gas prices. If you're filling up this weekend, expect to pay more than you did a year ago. The national average is $4.08. That's as of yesterday, up 84 cents from this time last year. In St. Louis, drivers are paying $3.78 a gallon. Cross the river, and it's even more in Illinois, $4.21 a gallon. AAA says instability in global energy markets plus the war in Iran are pushing those crude oil prices higher, although eggs cost much less than they did a year ago.
Government figures say retail egg prices in the U.S. averaged $2.50 per dozen in February compared to $6.23 in March 2025, a 60% drop. Bird flu was to blame for the spikes last year, and the fact that it's eased considerably is a big reason prices are so much lower now. The outbreak forced the slaughter of entire broods of egg-laying hens, but egg supplies have improved as farmers replenish those flocks. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
From the KMOX business desk, the downtown Clayton building that's home to Chipotle has a new owner. Hoffman Commercial Real Estate purchased the building at 1 North Central Avenue. No purchase price disclosed. Hoffman CRE is backed by the billionaire who has bought into Missouri wine country and also is the new majority owner of the Post-Dispatch. The Business Journal reporting the relatively short building is 100% leased. Other tenants include Hot Box Cookies and St. Louis Suit Company. Hoffman also owns the Pierre Laclede Center and the Moneta Building. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.